Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve edition, the Pat Cipollone testimony. Eve edition.
All right, so I got some updates on the Pat Cipollone testimony. According to MSNBC, it will be recorded on video, and he will, in fact, be under oath.
Oh, good.
Yes. Which contradicts that earlier reporting from
Washington Post.
So
that said he would not be under oath, but it would be a crime to lie to Congress, so effectively that's the same as being under oath, but, you know, I'd still like to see him put his hand on the Bible, Dom. I know it would mean a little more.
Does that matter anymore, man?
I want to thank our most recent guest. He was a fine one, Dr. Louis Friedland. Got the whole name out there. Sorry, Louis. You know, I get a name right 9 times, and then you know the 10th time I'm going to screw it up, Dom. Even in the best case scenario. Even in the best. So, you know, I've screwed up better names than yours, sir. No, I've screwed up everybody's name, quite frankly. Appreciate your patience with my misenunciations and the interview. And the New York Times piece. Do we have a takeaway? I mean, right-wing talk radio. They've got snippets of these hosts all around the nation talking about effectively rigged elections.
Dems cheat. Democrats cheat. Democrat cheaters.
Democrat cheaters.
Yes. So that's what they do. I mean, that's the whole point, right? That's what propaganda is. And it's one thing to say, well, you know, we went to court, we lost the cases, or yeah, we don't like, you know, the ballot, you know, the drop boxes, but you know, we lost that. I can understand people's concerns, even if I don't agree with them, I get that. But to stand up and say that, well, this is cheating, or that is cheating, and you say it over and over and over and over again. And I think Lou put it right. They're just working the refs for the next election. We heard it from Trump. It's exactly what Trump did a year before he lost. He knew. And so he was planting the seed corn, Crudy. Some to the effect, like if we sent out ballot applications and people got ballots and everyone did a mail-in ballot, Republicans would never win again. Well, why do you think that is? I mean, why is it? There's a reason why the Republicans and the MAGAs engage in and promote voter suppression activity, because they know the more people vote, the less likely it is for them to be elected.
You don't say, Dominic.
I do say.
You do say. You can always have your say here at 844-967-2789. I would remind our friends from the great state of Wisconsin. I know we play out here. Dan O'Donnell, who's a righty-whitey talk radio host. Some call him Clan. I call him Dan. Does the morning shift both in Milwaukee and Madison. You know, we do the late afternoon shift. And Dan O'Donnell happened to be the star witness, the only invited witness to give testimony before the very esteemed, in their own opinion, Wisconsin Assembly Elections Committee. You know, and I believe it was chaired by Janelle Branchon.
I believe you are correct.
And that is the very same panel that apparently offers the subpoena weight behind the, you know, the ongoing investigation of the Michael Gableman, who's now thrice been told to retain the record. Stop burning the record. Stop deleting the records. You don't have the right to do that, sir. The contemptuous, corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. There's some new reporting about him as well. Apparently, you know, when he was Justice Gableman, he had a whole different attitude about the open records than when he is actually Defendant Gableman.
Yeah, weird how that works.
It is truly weird how that works. But the only reason, you know, it's a combination of gerrymandering and right-wing talk radio. And way back in 2014, Dom, you know I've been paying attention since the get-go. This is my first love. This is my passion, talking to the people. It's town hall style around here. 844-967-2789. But a guy named Alec McGinnis, I believe, wrote a story about Scott Walker before Scott Walker ran for president. And we could all see him gearing up, man. You know, his re-election in 2014, as galling as that was just a prelude of what was to come. Because he immediately pivoted. His inauguration speech was a series of the word freedom said like 28 times over. Freedom, 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 freedom. We did a supercut. It was all freedom. And he had national donors in the audience, and he was immediately running for president, right?
Yes.
That's you know, the history we find ourselves. But this article was about the unelectable whiteness, as it called him, of Scott Walker. And said this guy's not uniquely qualified. He's not a successful chief executive. He's been propped up by the right-wing talk radio apparatus in the state of Wisconsin. And the guy's nothing but a legislative backbencher that got lifted by the right-wing talk radio apparatus, by the Bellings, by the Charlie Sykes. And now it's Dan O'Donnell. He's the new generation of righty white, right? Yeah. And now they not only, you know, they literally, this Gableman went running to right-wing talk radio. You know, when he doesn't get a successful ruling in the courts, he goes to right-wing talk radio. When the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, who was the target of the John Doe investigation, and you can say, well, you know, so what, everyone politically corrupts the process. It was Citizens United. No, but Scott Walker did so uniquely here in the state of Wisconsin. And he was the grandiose beneficiary of about $24 million in coordinated campaigning, third-party money that came through a third party and got conduited back to Scott Walker's campaign. Well, that was a triple-doubler. That was a Kobe Bryant special under state law. That could have been a $120 million fine. Don't set aside any criminal liability of the former governor.
Right.
But the guy who was liable for the $120 million potentially in civil fines, well, guess what? He's the guy that pushed Vicky McKenna outstate into multiple different markets. He's the guy that broke the gag order of the courts. Remember? Eric O'Keefe was out there shouting from the rooftops.
What was the name of the organization? Wisconsin Club for Growth? Was that the organization?
You better verify that. I don't want to be wrong. But O'Keefe was the particularly distasteful individual, and he bought himself access to the radio airwaves. That's my thought process. I've never been able to independently verify that through the corporate giant that is iHeartMedia, but I'm pretty sure that's how it happened. And there's plenty of financial incentive. If you could be on the receiving end of civil fines, I mean, I don't care how rich you are, $120 million in civil fines, right, that is a crippling blow. Well, far better to spend a couple million and expand the reach of a righty whitey talk radio host and then go use her platform as often as you want to. It's beyond fun and profit. I mean, this is how you stay in front of criminal prosecution. So the right, they use theirs. The left,
yes. Eric O'Keefe, confirming. Eric O'Keefe was or is, and this is a dated, but he was a director of the Wisconsin Club for Growth, to which you referenced. Now, didn't Scott Walker, he was coordinating, didn't he have like someone on the payroll, on his payroll, and who was also
Keith
on the payroll,
yeah,
on the payroll of another organization?
Yes, that basically he was the hub between the multiple operations that Scott Walker, and it was illegal at the time. And it might have been an administrative crime. You can say, oh, no big deal. And they blamed it on what, the tears of the Milwaukee County District Attorney. Well, it's Chisholm's wife's tears. That's the only inspiration of this. It's all political. And I pointed out 100 times, Dom, if this was all political, all Chisholm, the Milwaukee County DA, to this day, you know, Republicans continuously call for his resignation or Evers should remove him. But if he was truly a political sort, all he would have had to do is drop charges against Scott Walker during the recall, and Scott Walker would have been dead. As a politician, he would have lost, and whether or not he was ever convicted wouldn't have mattered. He could have polluted the voting pool effectively by seeking prosecution, whether it
kind
was
like what Comey did.
Kind of.
Well, wasn't one of the justifications for Citizens United being allowed to pass is that there could not be coordination, there had to be transparency, or there had to be a wall between these campaigns and these organizations. Wasn't that part of the deal?
Well, that's been so corrupted, of course, by the Wisconsin Supreme Court and the litigation, legislation signed into law by Scott Walker. First and foremost, you know, you talk about working the refs. Scott Walker got rid of the Government Accountability Board, which was not a partisan board. It was retired judges. And their greatest crime was to vote unanimously to investigate the campaign corruption of Scott Walker. So he got rid of the judges, you know, the referees. He got rid of the investigatory practice, the John Doe investigations. We don't have those in the state of Wisconsin anymore.
Not Why? The politicians?
Because he was the target of a John Doe investigation.
Can't have that.
So we don't have the John Doe investigations. And oh, yeah, the other thing, the very limiting, the campaign donations. Well, at the time, it was a $10,000 cap. And there were people writing checks for $150,000 because Scott Walker asked, only they weren't funneling it directly to his campaign.
Well, no, no.
They were giving it to these third-party tax-deductible 501c3s or whatever the case may be.
501c3s, yes.
Were not supposed to be political and certainly weren't supposed to be coordinating their political ideas and buying ads at the direction of Keith Gilkes, at the direction of Scott Walker.
You know, when you give money to a tax-free organization, that organization turns around, spends that money in coordination with, you know, the campaign that it's directed to, you know, spend the money on. Essentially, because they're not paying taxes on it, you know, the American people, we subsidize that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We still
you
have
a tax break for corrupting the politicians.
That's what exactly. Isn't it, though? Isn't it?
And you know, above and beyond that, Dom, they doubled the contribution limits to individual candidates. So the governor could get $20,000. But more importantly, if you want to write a check to the party, corporate, otherwise, sweet, dark money, write it to the party. They can share it back with the candidate, and it's not coordination, and it's uncapped, and it's corrupting, and it's the law of the land here in the state of Wisconsin. And guess what? Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party, they're really good at it. Better than the Republicans. That's got to sting. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
We are a party that believes that the way to measure success in government is by how many people are no longer dependent on the government.
Oh, it looks good on you, though.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy happy hour to us all. It is Friday Eve, and you can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we'll get there in just a moment. You see the newest from Trump?
No. Now, I'm not on the Truthy socials, so what you got for me, man?
He's a little miffed.
Corrupt, rigged, and stolen!
Trump freaks out on Truth Social as Georgia criminal probe widens.
Uh-oh.
The Fulton County DA stuff, it's widening, Dom.
Bonnie Willis is awesome.
Former President Donald Trump published two posts on his Twitter knockoff app, Truth Social.
Where does he find the time?
On Thursday, indicating that he is extremely agitated about the criminal investigation into his infamous post-2020 election scheme. They're calling it a scheme, Dom. To strong-arm Georgia Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find non-existent votes. Wonder how many votes he was looking for. Trump called Raffensperger twice after the victory was declared for Joe Biden and strongly urged Raffensperger. You know, if you're going to urge, yeah. You got to strongly urge. Or if you're denying, it only counts if you strongly deny.
Well, he strongly urged him, and then he said, well, you know, there could be some legal problems if you don't do something. You know,
well, he's also
threatening him.
Strongly denied the outcome of the last election. A little bit more here. So, anyways, called Raffensperger, you know, scrounge up 11,780 ballots, one more than the margin of Trump's upset loss to Biden, so that he could be awarded the Peach State 16 Electoral College votes. It was one of, if not the most, glaring example of Trump's efforts to manipulate the results of the presidential contest. Fancy Brian, you are a talented man. I suspect you may have that phone call somewhere in the archives.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Now, yes. that's not legal, right? I mean, that's you can't do that, right?
Well, it's damning. Like every time I hear it,
I just want you to take out of the bank $11,780, which is, you know, a few more dollars than I have, and give it to me. Okay, how about that? Is that good for you? I'll write it down on a piece of paper and slide it to the teller.
That's one more dollar than the ransom I'm requesting. On Tuesday, subpoenas were served to seven Trump World Confederates. Senator Lindsey Graham, I bet he's got the vapors, Dom. He's a Republican from South Carolina who also phoned Raffensperger on behalf of the brooding, soon-to-be ex-commander-in-chief. You know, they really try hard on the adverbs in this one. I like it. The brooding, soon-to-be ex-commander-in-chief, Trump's television attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and his associate, Jenna Ellis. Coup architect John Eastman was behind the coordinated campaign to send the fraudulent slate of electors to D.C. from multiple swing states, think, you know, Wisconsin. And then there were the lesser known co-conspirators, Dom, couple of which I think are close friends with Ron Johnson. There's the Jackie Pickdeason. Don't know her, but I certainly have heard the name Kenneth Cheesebro.
Jeez, bro. What's up, Jeez, bro? He's from Wisconsin.
Involved in Wisconsin ties, right?
Yeah, come on, bro.
With a name like Cheese, bro, how could you not have Wisconsin ties? And then there's the Cleta Mitchell, the Foley & Lauder former partner.
Former. She resigned.
Well, after she, you know, was outed as being on the phone call with the former president to the former Secretary of State of Georgia, Raffensperger, right?
Yes.
She was on the call. The latter of whom is the... You know, as the author details, the latter of whom was present for Trump's clandestine chat with Raffensperger. Well, it wasn't clandestine. It was on tape. We've all heard it. During the telephone call, the witness and other made allegations of widespread voter fraud in the November 2020 election in Georgia and pressured Secretary Raffensperger to take action in his official capacity to investigate unfounded claims of fraud. Well, they tried to have the Department of Justice make that claim, and that didn't go over well. Sort of a Led Zeppelin, if you will, Dom. On Wednesday, Fannie Willis indicated that subpoenaing Trump himself is a real possibility, and more of his allies are in her sights. Anything's possible, Willis told NBC News. You know, I like a visionary like that. Anything's possible, Dom. While stressing that nothing is being rushed or overlooked. We'll just have to see where the investigation leads us.
Yeah.
I think that people thought that we came into this as some kind of game. This is not a game at all. What I'm doing is very serious. It's very important work. And we're going to do our due diligence and make sure that we look at all aspects of the case.
All aspects of the case. So Fannie Willis is the head of the DOJ, right? We now know that Cipollone is going
Fulton
to test.
County. Fannie Willis is from Fulton County.
Yeah, they're ahead of the DOJ. I mean, as far as their activities and investigations.
Yes. I'm sorry,
if you're looking at the timing of these separate investigations, I think that's where Trump's perhaps not the biggest issue lies, but probably the one that's going to reach him the quickest. So we know this, and this
you
is
think
great.
He's going to be indicted first in Georgia?
I think that, yes, I do think Fulton County, Georgia is going to be at the tip of the spear on all of this. Now, we know Cipollone, White House counsel, is scheduled to testify under oath tomorrow, right? We also know that has been announced on Tuesday of next week, 9 a.m. Central Time, they're going to have a J6 hearing, and I did see on MSNBC confirming that the July 12th, Thursday, a week from today, will be another hearing. Two hearings next week following Cipollone's testimony.
Come on, man. I never even got to Trump's Truth Social post. Let me get to it.
Both of my phone calls to Georgia were perfect. Yeah. I had an absolute right to make them. And in fact, the story on one call was given a retraction or apology by the Washington Post because they were given terribly false information about it. And when they heard the actual call, they realized their story was wrong. Thank you to the Washington Post, as does anyone else. Just look at the Democrats. I don't quite understand that. Have the absolute right to challenge the results of the election. Trump wrote on Truth Social. This one, corrupt, rigged, and stolen. More Devils. We'll be right back.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
I'm kidding.
I don't kid.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Pizza Box Mike just stopped by for a little. A little socialized, a little commiserating.
How's Mike doing? All right.
Mike's doing excellent. He is the host of Outside the Pizza Box. You know, came by to say hi, I guess. You know, always good to see him. I told him he could call us at 844-967-2789, but I had to do a little radio show with Dom and Fancy and Evan, you know, right like now, he man. Does on Saturdays, only I do it on the weekdays, so got to get back to it. And the very important topic, Dom, of the moment. You know, I've been worried. The mass shooter came from Highland Park and came to Middleton, right down the road from me. I mean, that's scary stuff. And now I find out we've got alligators in the lakes in Wisconsin. I mean, life ain't crazy enough. Now I got to worry about an alligator bite my ass when I go for a swim.
Oh, come on, man. What,
you know,
what?
It's always pool in a pond.
Well, it's, be good it's kind of hot out, and some people do have, you know, pet alligators. I mean, so what are the circumstances of the alligator in the ponds of Wisconsin, Curdy?
Dateline Osceola. Is someone missing an alligator? A small American alligator about 2 feet long caught the attention of some local kids along Long Lake on Saturday. Long Lake. Unfamiliar. I understand it's somewhere up by Fond du Lac. The kids found this alligator at Long Lake on Saturday before it was handed off to the Osceola Boat Patrol when the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and finally JR Aquatic Animal Rescue. Is that like Tiger King's cousin?
Look at those snappers around.
Now assumably as the alligator sits at the rescue waiting to be claimed. And after a week, it will be surrendered to an accredited sanctuary. I didn't know there were gator sanctuaries, accredited or otherwise.
Yeah. I got a sanctuary in my bathtub.
Now, doesn't our buddy, Joel Clayfish, isn't he like a gator outfitter?
Actually, he was out there this week. I saw Becky at my, 4th of July parade. I asked her, I'm like, hey, where's Joel? Why isn't he marching with you? She goes, he's out gator hunting again. So
he must have got wind of the, you know, 2 foot gator in Long Lake, Wisconsin.
Apparently he was down in Florida, but yeah.
You know, Joel couldn't be making no belt out of a 2 foot gator. You'd have to use both sides at minimum. I don't know if Joel could make some, you know, some loafers out of a 2 foot gator, maybe one loafer. Anyways, the gator is now sitting, waiting for an accredited sanctuary to go live in, presumably. While alligators make great pets, they don't make great pets for everyone. That is apparently, according to the animal safety person, great pets, just not great pets for everyone.
Will make great pets.
You know, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have very few laws on dangerous or exotic pets. Regulations are mostly up to individual municipalities. For instance, in Menasha, where the rescue is located, alligators are legal if they're smaller than 30 inches. In Appleton, however, gators are illegal. chickens are illegal, but we can have 30-inch alligators. Boyle said of the Menasha laws, you can't have chickens because the alligators will eat them. And then they'll get longer than 30 inches. You see where the problem starts, Tom. The level of care concern is the reason Moyles will surrender the alligator to a sanctuary after a week if it is unclaimed instead of adopting it out. Dom, you strike me as like a 2-foot alligator kind of guy.
Well, thank you. I think they're
get a terrarium at the house.
I babysit my nephew Baxter sometimes, this little terrier, but other than that and the cat, man, that's all I can handle.
Nephew?
Well, yes, yeah, it's my brother-in-law's dog, so he's my nephew dog.
I didn't realize dogs got that sort of, you know, bloodline designation.
Oh, come on, man. 844-967-2789. Dogs are part of the family, Crudy. If you're not going to have and take care and love a pet, then don't get a pet. Let's get to some phones, because after we get some
are
calls
gators
in...
Are gators part of the family?
I'm not clear you're going to get a lot of love from a gator. I mean, they'll probably like you if you feed them, but you better keep feeding them. But after we get some phone calls, I like to, you know, keep everybody calm and cool and collective and talk to you about Jesus. But let's get to the phones. 844-967-2789.
I Mark pray the callers are good.
I hope so, too. Mark, you better be good. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
We use gophers to make loafers is how you do that.
Gophers.
Unless you have a chauffeur, you can skin.
I kill all the gophers, they'll throw me in jail.
Not our gophers, the gophers. The little furry things.
I don't know what's going to be my line next. Yeah, you bring up the O'Keefe. I don't know if it was James or Eric that was the one in charge of Walker's little scheme. One of them got
Eric O'Keefe
on
was Eric O'Keefe. The Walker scheme. James O'Keefe is the Project Veritas. They're the ones that took out former Senate leader Mike Ellis, if you'll recall. And Grothman set him up.
Who was the one that pretended to be a pimp, and who was the one that was...
That was Dom.
James O'Keefe. Hey, pimping ain't easy, Mark.
That got caught in Mary Landrieu's office.
That was James O'Keefe was the Project Veritas, full pimp. But Dom, before we came on the air today, you mentioned you had a pimp name. What was your pimp name?
Gator. You brought up the gator thing. I couldn't help but think of the movie The Other Guys with Marky Mark and Will Ferrell.
Look at those.
Gator. Got to take a name. 844-967-2789. We want good callers, but in this case, we'll take CJ. CJ, welcome. What do you got for us?
How's it going, Gator?
Howdy, guys. Well, you know, you aren't going to cover any current news, but how about George Gotsin getting recalled today?
Who?
Isn't that a wonderful thing? Another Democrat who's weak on crime.
You got to name the state at least, CJ. Which state? Fox News surely told you the state.
Los Angeles.
You're still talking about a race in L.A., dude. You know, we had a guy call in immediately after you from L.A. that he doesn't even care about that race, and he lives in L.A. I just put my daughter back on a plane to L.A. You know what she's not talking about? The recall race in L.A.
Well, maybe if you were concerned for her safety.
Hey, CJ, didn't you guys try to recall the governor of the state of California? This recall will be as successful as that recall.
Democrats are weak on crime from the president on down. And that's why you guys are
Tucker tell you that
in November. The red wave is coming.
What about the crimes perpetrated on January 6th? A coup against the nation. CJ, you're okay with that crime?
We'll see what happens. I guess the attorney general's okay with
Come on, man. You should be losing your mind, Mr. Law and Order. That's
he doesn't have evidence that Trump said, go do this. He said, go in peace. And
go rob a bank in peace. That's not exactly exculpatory evidence if you throw in peace at the end. Go shoot that guy
in
peace.
In one hand and the other. So it's a waste of time. People are concerned about the cost of gas and trying to.
Yes, cost of gas is going down, man. Aren't you excited about that? Now, is that some specific policy?
I'm sorry, I cut.
Is the cost of gas that is?
Tell them stories that don't go anywhere. Like the time I caught the ferry over to Shelbyville, I needed a new heel from.
So the cost of gas apparently is going down nationally, and I don't know if it's because of a specific Biden policy or just because it's free market, you know, forces. But CJ, you know, if the gas prices keep going down, what are you going to have to talk about?
Benghazi.
844-967-2789. Let me throw this out there, then we'll get back to some of the callers. You know, I love this one. I can't let it go. From Gallup. Put this up on the Facebook page, the Devil's Advocates Radio. You should like it and love it.
Your equestrian club.
A record low, Crudy. Record low. 20% of Americans now say the Bible is the literal word of God, down from 24% the last time the question was asked in 2017, and half of what it was at its high points in 1980 and 1984.
Dom, I will smite you down with the jawbone of an ass. Literally.
Meanwhile, a new high of 29% say the Bible is a collection of fables, legends, and history and moral precepts recorded by man. This marks the first time significantly more Americans have viewed the Bible as not divinely inspired than as the literal word of God. The largest percentage, 49%, choose the middle alternative, roughly in line with where it was in previous years. Interpretation of the Bible, the Holy Scripture of the Christian religion, has varied widely across time and across religious traditions. Gallup has been asking Americans about their views since 1976. The shifts in the Bible is not an isolated phenomenon. It comes even as a number of indicators show a decline in overall religiosity in the U.S. adult population. And it goes on. We post it on the page. You can read it there. But I just want to throw this out there. And again, we'll get back to the callers, 844-967-2789. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Brian, we got this piece. Marjorie Taylor Greene was at, you know, some event, and was asked about her faith. Brian, it's about a minute. If you would play that, I want to play it for the people, and we'll comment on it afterwards.
Listen, while the guys are coming back up here, Marjorie, Congresswoman, I want you to explain to these people, what role does your faith play in who you are and what you do?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a Christian. I'm unapologetic about it. But that doesn't make me perfect.
Well, wait a minute. You're not perfect?
I will tell you right now, I'm not perfect.
I've seen those toes.
What it does mean.
You're not perfect.
It means I'm forgiven.
No, don't forgive you.
By the God that created everything I know, see, hear, and feel, I'm forgiven by a God that sent his one and only son to this earth to die on a horrific Roman cross for my sins and for your sins.
It's not a knock on the Italians.
The Almighty Creator, God, the Alpha and the Omega.
Amen.
And I'm forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ, and Jesus will come again. That is what I know. And my worldview and the lens that I view things is through every single word of the Bible. And that's why I have no fear in Washington. I have none. Good.
We love that, don't we?
My worldview and the lens that I see everything is through every word of the Bible. How is that any less scary than what the Christians on the right wing would say about the Taliban or some, you know, a terrorist organization?
I have to give some context here. This video is on Flashpoint Live, right?
Yes.
And the point in Flashpoint, the O, has a Bible in the middle, like right in the middle of it, opened up with a cross in the middle of the Bible. But as it points out, it makes a target symbol. So the O is actually like a
crosshairs?
Like crosshairs on the Bible. Flashpoint. Good stuff.
So this is my concern. This is the white Christian nationalism. Man, I'm fine. If you think that there's sin, you think somebody died for you, you think Loki was a god and Thor is your whatever. Whatever you're into, that's fine. But if you're going to look at your worldview through that prism, if you're going to look at everything through that prism and you are an elected official, my concern is you cannot both worship a religion, whatever religion, and then also abide by the Constitution. Those things are in contrast to each other. They contradict each other all the time. So 20%, Crudy, I know you're the faithful one of
well,
this.
Well, I know you're my blasphemous little buddy.
You know it, man. But you know, cannot, but this is the problem. I think this is the number one problem facing this country right now. You go.
Well, I think the number one problem is you've talked too long and I have very little time to respond.
We got another segment, man.
Well, we'll leave time for the callers as well at 844-967-2789. You can absolutely believe in God faithfully and also believe in the U.S. Constitution and understand that my faith in God should not affect my governance. I mean, sure, it shapes me as a human being, no doubt. And I think it is a fair question. What is your faith? And if someone has no faith, if they're heathen like you,
see, then, come on, man.
Be proud of it.
Why do you got to even classify me as such? I mean, slavery was in the Bible, Crudy, right? Is that the word of God? Should everyone treat their slaves good? I mean, that was justified. That was one of the reasons the Christians justified slavery, because it was in the Bible. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Chew on that for a minute.
I cannot let the heathen get the last word.
I don't think Jesus would be very happy with Donald Trump one bit at all. Zero.
You said it, man.
Oh, Thor, mighty God of thunder.
Hey, Thor again. You know the God of thunder?
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
You can run on for a long time.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of this Thursday. Today's Thursday, 844-967-2789.
Are we down for the OT God, the Old Testament God, or sort of a New Testament God?
I guess it depends, man. I mean, how many religions have come and gone? Why does this one matter any more than anything else man has created? Real quick, from Gallup, more granular, 30% of Protestants say that the Bible is literally true, according to Gallup, compared to 15% of Catholics. Almost two-thirds of Catholics choose the alternative, that the Bible is the inspired word of God, but every word should not be taken literally.
When they give you the wafer in Catholic Mass, that's really the body of Christ. Because the priest said it was.
See? So that's why.
I didn't even know what the response was the first time I ever got dragged to Catholic Mass.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, everyone gets in line and, you know, put your hands out and wait for my Christmas present, right? Right? And you get that little wafer.
Dry-ass wafer.
Yeah, I mean, tasteless. I mean, no wonder why you got to have the wine to wash that thing down, right? And the guy says, body of Christ, and I didn't know what to say back, so I gave him the old watermelon celery.
I said, thank you. It was never confirmed, so. But I guess, serious. So, again, whatever gets you through the night, folks, I'm totally down that I, as a non-believer, believe I have the same
a whole
right
different topic,
to believe, to not believe, as you have the right to believe. That's fine. But when those things start bleeding over into your politics, when you decide that, you know, a clump of cells, two cells, a sperm and an egg come together, and all of a sudden that's what, a soul? So no masturbation because the sperm is half a soul? I mean, how do you – these things impact our every single day lives and decisions that people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republicans, are basing these laws on are because of a mythological belief. And I find that extremely troublesome. And that's the reason why God is not mentioned. And this is not a Christian nation. It was not formed as such, and it should not be as such.
You know, I'm going to start telling my teenagers, get out of the bathroom. You're wasting your souls.
Millions of them.
844-967-2789. Pizza Box Mike, my pal. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Well, you know, I like Jesus. I like whatever he does. You know, I mean, let's get baked, and then I'll feed everybody. Make sure everybody's got a place to sleep. And if you're sick, I'll make you feel better. Let's get baked again.
Sure.
Hey, but I'm pretty sure that when Jesus meets Marjorie Taylor Greene, he's going to say, let me be the first one to cast a stone this time. I mean, seriously? Yeah, she's walking with Jesus. And as far as Clown Jay goes, oh, my God, he must not be watching all the news. Let's see how many white boys are going on screens, not to mention that Trumper that shot and killed three cops, a canine dog, and injured two more.
You're talking about Ron Johnson and his newest – Michael, are you talking about Rojo and his newest ad where basically he said the last mass killing wasn't attributable to guns, and that had a shelf life of like 12 hours, and then, of course, there was another mass shooting? Is that what you referenced, sir?
No, I'm referencing the three officers that died last weekend in Ohio, man. I mean, come on. And the canine dog. But that guy doesn't die, but they riddle a young black guy who's running away from his Uber car that he delivers. I mean, you could just say, well, you know, if that happened to me, I was talking to the Capitol Police. If that happened to me, they'd laugh because I left my car behind. They wouldn't go chasing down the street shooting an old white guy in the back. This country is really bad. And, you know, clowns like Clown Jay, you know, just keep... What is it about soft, pudgy white guys that don't have any morals or anything, don't have a job? What the hell's wrong? Never wanted to work. That's why you're so envious of people that steal from working class people. Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. But that's why I've always said, you know, until people stop thinking like Democrats and Republicans and start thinking like, oh, damn, we're in trouble here. We got to start doing some things that are rational.
Buddy, if you like that sort of free association, tune in every Saturday at noon for Outside the Pizza Box. Our pal Mike will continue to prod Clown J. I didn't realize he was talking about CJ at first. And for a minute there, Mike, I thought you were talking about me, talking about chubby guys and have no work ethic, I thought I heard. But anyways, back to the phones. 844-967-2789. Trucker Dean. Welcome, Dean. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dean.
I just wanted to bust CJ's bubble a little bit. Diesel fuel went down 34 cents yesterday. So...
Joe Biden did that.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Joe Biden did that.
Well,
so send that off to CJ.
Appreciate the call. Trucker Dean going to try to sneak one more in. That is good news. Diesel prices down, which has a trickle-down effect through the entire economy. Do you think we'll see the savings at every level of the economy?
No, the gas prices, they always go up real quick, but they seem to come down a little slower.
It's magical how that works.
It's amazing, right?
844-967-2789. Everyone's got a moniker around here. Right, Wisco Paul? How you doing, man?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Thanks for what you guys do. Hey, very quickly, there's supposed to be a separation of church and state. Otherwise, churches can start paying taxes. That's just my view today. Great show.
Oh, thanks, man. Hey, you know, how about this? I'm going to throw this one out there. How about we continue to have a separation of church and state and churches start paying taxes, property taxes, income taxes? I mean, come on, man. How much money are we leaving on the table? Who are the big televangelists? How much money are these guys making, right? The guy wouldn't let, you know, hurricane victims into his church until the
Joel
pressure.
Joel Osteen?
Oh, God. I mean, you got to be kidding me, man.
Or are you talking about the Gemstones?
No, Joel Osteen. The what? The Georgia Stones?
The Gemstones over on HBO.
The Righteous Gemstones.
The Righteous Gemstones.
No, not familiar. I actually forgot I got the HBO app. I actually started looking at it yesterday. I'm a little behind the times here.
You know, for a guy who looks a lot like Jesus Christ, you should be a little more Christian.
What? I'm not blonde-haired, blue-eyed, man. What are you talking about? That's the Marjorie Taylor Jesus Christ. I mean, these Republicans would not let Jesus Christ enter this country right now. I mean, that's what it is. It's a joke, man. And you,
well, that's
and
only they, because of Biden's stay in Mexico policy.
The fascism has come, and it is wrapped in the flag, and it is carrying the cross. That's the truth, man. And everyone freaking out about all these other religions around the world that want to do this. Listen, Marjorie Taylor Greene sounds no different to me as a non-believer than any other wacko religious person wanting to do harm, to influence, to force somebody else to behave a certain way because they themselves believe something. That's not what this country is about, man. It was never about it. It should never be about it. And they're trying to make it like that. And I have a problem with it.
You know what I have a problem with?
What?
Guys like you can't pick a team, man. I'd be okay if you were a Satanist or something, but to be...
Satan is still Christianity, man. That's a Christian God.
I believe in nothing.
I believe I'm going to go right back where I came from, which I don't know. But what I also know is you don't know, nor does anybody else, so don't act like you do.
Well, by right back where you came from, you mean a bar. Thank you, Dr. Lewis Friedland, our fine guest. Please tune in. We'll do it for you again on Friday.
Got me there,
man.
Thanks
for listening.
Tell them that God's going to cut you down.
My Satan sense is tingling.
I'm a phenomenon!
We're the devil!
They warned me Satan would be attractive.